When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Feedback is pretty awesome, depending on how you take it. So a week ago, I appeared on Rob Stenzinger's Microcast, the Polytechnicast, to talk about some things that I think the two of us were concerned about with regards to the Art Sound Off Challenge. And I got notes from a couple listeners on the conversation that I had with Rob. And it's funny how, as a creative person, sometimes when you get that initial, like, hey, I noticed this, can you elaborate? Or did you mean this instead of that? Or yes, and all of those can feel like threats to your original idea, can all feel like, oh, God, I didn't do it right. Or it can be, oh, my goodness, now I have a chance to make another thing to help build upon the starting idea. And who better to help me build upon the starting idea than my buddy Rob, who I started the idea with. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Jersey.
Did you know that this is the first time ever that I've had a guest on Thunder Punch Daily?
Really? Wow.
Ever.
No way.
I remember ages ago doing Thunder Punch specials where I would have a friend come on. And it was like we treated like, and I was careful about this. I'm like, this is not the main show. This is a special edition thing where I talk with somebody else. But this is the first time another person besides me appears on the Canonical Microcast. So thanks for being here, Rob.
Well, that's a huge honor. Thanks, Jersey. I'm really stoked to be here. I love your Thunder Punch Daily podcast.
And I love the Polytechnicast. Oh, my goodness. You dress like me. I dress like you. not to belittle your statement. It's just it's funny. Because I do feel that way. This is actually an opportunity for people to go back and listen to that one. I'll link to it in the show notes, the discussion we had, where we were kind of trying to verbally sort out concerns we had about inviting the world at large to participate in this challenge called Art Sound Off and artsoundoff.com. And I got feedback from a couple of people who said that the conversation we had was a tad abstract. They think they know what we were talking about, but they weren't 100% sure. And one person specifically said, like, a concrete example of what you're talking about, like a case in point would be really helpful. Can we at first attempt to like frame up what our first discussion was trying to say? Do we think?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's give it a shot. To answer your request, I suppose I heard like one of our participants in Art Sound Off, and I think you heard this same participant share something that just was so open, so personal. And inherently, like, anytime I've recorded a Polytechnicast that even, like even bumps the curb. Like, I'm driving down the Polytechnicast road, and I go, I hit the curb a little bit, and I'm like, delete it. Nope, it's gone. I am not doing that. I'm not going to go that personal. And so I was like, oh, wow, something I did, I think, may have seemed like I invited someone to do that, perhaps, and or that's their natural approach to how they share. Either way, I want to be clear about that, right? And not to, you know, hush anyone's voice. I was like, based on my own motivations, I just was like wanting to clarify. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, that's very similar to what both of us, I think, have for years on that lead into ArtCast have kind of engaged with this notion of what's the right level of openness and vulnerability to operate with, right? And I think that we're both creatures of our time to a certain degree, right? We have, in a way, there's a privilege involved in that we grew up before we were adults and the internet happened. So there were a lot of like cultural norms that were sort of taken for granted by us. And like certain things, like you don't put your driver's license on the internet. You don't post your phone number on the internet, things like that.
Right. Keep your social security number private and what have you. And now everyone's info has been stolen many times.
Well, yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. But I remember it not even feeling like a whole, for me at least, not like a stranger danger thing, but more like it's just not done. You know, it's improper to be too open with one's like, right? Oh. Like, and there's like clear divisions of how relationships work, right? So when we had our private discussion, we had a discussion on Extra Lean. That was where it all began. And Extra Lean is the microcast we do on our Patreon page at patreon.com/leanintoart. And then we took it to the Polytechnic cast and clarified a little bit more. And then I said, like, I feel like we're going to need to touch this subject again on Thunder Punch Daily.
Yeah.
So my initial thought, like very early on into this year's Art Sound Off, was, do I have a blind spot in that I have a worldview that comes from a certain time, that is informed from a certain time, and am I overlooking other people's experiences when I ask them to play along in this thing? Is there anything that we should be cautious about in asking the world at large to share their lives in audio in some way? Now, I think all the people who are playing along are grown-ups, and they are, you know, responsible for themselves, and they presumably will be managing their own feelings and their reactions to things. But at the same time, it's like I worried that as a person with certain privileges in their life, am I overlooking the inherent, danger, but like potential unforeseen conflicts in inviting people to share things openly, right?
What you mean by open, right?
Right. What do I mean by open? Right. Because I know, and this is where I can get into the specific example that one listener requested from us. Like, can you give us a case in point? So like I have a case in point for myself. Like I have like sort of a, and this is by no means a, I think everybody probably assumes this about me, I'm not prescribing, I'm using as an example, as food for thought, as a way to frame up this discussion. When I'm sharing things on the Thunder Punch Daily podcast, I'm sharing stuff I struggle with. I'm sharing stuff that I maybe don't feel 100% like I've got it figured out. I'm fine with that level of vulnerability. Am I going to share whether or not I got into a fight with my wife about something and what that's going to be? Heck no. That's off limits, right? Am I going to share like where I stand in my monthly bill payments on my home and all my utilities? Heck no. That's private information. That is off limits. Am I going to be sharing, you know, like who I had lunch with that day? Well, maybe if they're a cartoonist and it somehow the discussion that we have is pertinent to some other point that I want to make. But the fact that I had lunch with that cartoonist is not necessarily food, like public consumption information, unless it has some kind of relevancy to something that is of service to an audience. Right. So I have this internal rubric that I use in terms of what I share and what I don't share. I don't think that necessarily everybody should have that. I don't know. But it's something that, as I realize that 10 years of doing podcasting has helped me to develop this rubric, right? And that's part of that privilege that I'm talking about. Like, I have a lot of experience doing this stuff and have time to think about it and have engaged with a lot of different kinds of people on the internet, right? Hmm. So I've also learned, like, what to expect in doing this. And so a sense of a little bit of responsibility started to descend upon me in saying like, hey, everybody share some stuff to go along with your artwork. It'll provide context and people get to know the real you. Yes. Who is going to know the real you? Who's going to be interacting with you? And how do you navigate what's shareable and what's not? Right. Well, I don't know that I don't feel like I necessarily did my best job at making that part of the discussion explicit at the outset.
Well, it's a tough thing to be explicit about where, mm-hmm. you know, I don't think either of us are attempting to be prescriptive, but we're about anything other than, wow, I think there's something about me personally that I've been blind to and how I've put out this creative challenge, right? That inherently may, like I may not have communicated well. So others, at least when they embark, and this is just part of, you know, communicating across many different perspectives and differences as far as age and culture and ethnicity and the things that you bring with you and your beliefs and your biases and all everything that you are, there's going to be blind spots. And someone with a different background who comes to your to consume whatever you're providing, I don't know, you could find conflicts of like, well, hey, when you say this, I thought it meant that. And so maybe there's something overt, but what I think we're concerned about is something more subtle, where it's like, well, there's an invitation. Yes, let's do this thing. And I don't know, maybe we're are fretting and hand-wringing about something that is just not even an issue. That's where I think I'm landing on, right? Where, because, yeah, you know, you have someone who is a, you know, someone who's like, I think your call to adventure sounds interesting, and I'm joining this adventure bringing my whole self, and that's just fantastic. And and I don't think it was any kind of miscommunication on our side, as far as like, well, we just have this huge bias of like, well, we share things with this, with the service context, and I can run a tightrope for miles and not fall into a personal swimming pool. I will never fall into it. As verbally, I'm like a tightrope champion when it comes to that.
On a bike with the big long pole and the monkey on either side. Yeah,
totally. The monkey can be throwing things at, doesn't matter. I will never fall in the personal swimming pool unless I was like, okay, we're going today. And then, and that's a really that. And so, and everyone makes that choice. So I think in a way we're almost just unboxing our own reaction to this. And mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe that's just weird if no one else shares that bias of saying, like, we have personal reactions to there's a personal care about what we do professionally, how we serve things. There's a lot of feelings to unbox about that. It's not all rational, you know, exploration. There's lots of emotional exploration, but then it always is on the tightrope of never falling into the personal layer of this is, you know, this is the nitty gritty stuff of like my background and where I come from. And here was my, you know, here's my current life ups and downs, unless they really pertain to the service. Right. And so that's the alien. Yeah. Maybe we're the aliens in this.
I would be happy to find out either. Right. Either way, I'm content. Like if somebody says like, oh yeah, I worry about this too. Okay, cool. And we've hit on something that is worth digging at more. Or, oh no, Jersey and Rob, you guys are just weird.
Can I point out a quick example?
Yeah.
A quick example. So please. For instance, we grew up in a time, I'm a little older than you, but you know, we similar time. Right. So like mm-hmm. we long hair at a job, big problem. Right. And I'm, mm-hmm. you know, like, so I've had long hair for a long time. And, there was a, like, I had a job that at the interview told me, well, you're just going to have to cut that off before you show up. Right. You passed, but okay. Before you come in. And I was like, okay, that really sucks, but okay. And so there's this layer of like where you go to engage in trade doesn't accept all of who you are personally. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, when someone tells me to bring my whole self, I'm like, I'm willing to mention I'm vegetarian, but that's about as far as it goes.
Right. Right.
What do you think about that?
That's a great way to frame our predilections, right? So I didn't say this on the Thunder Punch Daily podcast before. I've been hinting at a talk I did recently for a community group. And the talk happened to be about how the He-Man and the Masters of the Universe series helped make me who I am. Like who I am is informed, at least in part, by what my younger self, how my younger self interacted with that cartoon. That should come as no big surprise to anybody. But the thing I was saying to the person who invited me to do the talk, I was like, you know, I feel like this is really me going out on a ledge, because when I talk about this and when I talk about how I really feel about it, a lot of people lean back. A lot of people like in my circles are like, I don't know what to do with this. And like a very, very small group of people have ever leaned in when I get into like what it really means to me, you know? And so that's like one of those things that you just learn to like, okay, this is not to diminish what it means, but it's just like, that's not for public consumption. Right.
Yet it's a huge part of you.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's big.
Yeah. It's a huge part of you, but like you don't put that up for grabs. Mm-hmm. Right. And not in any kind of like feeling sorry for yourself way. At least for me, it's never felt like that. It's never felt like, oh, woe is me. Nobody's ever going to know what He-Man really means to me. No, it's more like, no, this has a lot of meaning to me, but it's just something that you can't bring up at Thanksgiving, you know, that kind of thing. So I don't know. I mean, that's, yes, I agree. Like, I don't know what it's like in the regular workforce now, but yes, I'm used to that. Those contexts of different, well, actually, I don't think this has probably changed that much, but like the way you interact in different social circles, you operate differently, right? There's different expectations put upon you. I don't know, but that I feel like that's very, I'm very aware of it. And now I'm starting to feel like, am I that grumpy old butler from Downton Abbey? What was it? Cosgrove? Was that his name? The guy who was like, things were done just so, you know?
And inherently, maybe. Everyone ends up the butler, I suppose. You know? Like,
yeah.
I've seen a couple episodes, but yeah, you have a frame of reference. That just comes with it. And there's the more current and more widespread frame of reference, it seems to not be as unwelcoming to the nitty gritty aspects of people's personal experience, which is probably awesome, but
yeah,
still
in the wider sense. So yeah, I didn't want this discussion to be any kind of a lecture, B, cautionary tale, or any kind of discussion to make us more anxious about any of this stuff. It was more like I wanted to work through the ideas of like what I was feeling. I don't know what emotion I was feeling. I guess I was feeling a sort of anxiety about it, a sense of responsibility and anxiety.
I was. Guaranteed.
Yeah.
And honestly, because I wouldn't reciprocate, like, that's it. Where I'm like, oh no, someone went to a place where I'm like, ay, ay, ay. Awesome. Yeah. They went there, but like, I wouldn't go there. And now I feel weird. Yeah. Like I did something this has been a long hand-wringing journey, but like, I feel like I have a little better sense of both.
Okay.
What happened, why we're concerned, why we wanted to talk about it, and also maybe why it's so weird where people are like, why are you talking about that?
So I'll conclude with saying that actually I'm walking away with a sense of gratitude about this whole thing. So like, one thing I've been trying to be a lot more assiduous about is balancing the amount, the information streams that come to me in terms of worldview, and having more diverse voices in the background radiation of my life, like in terms of like what I'm listening to when I'm working. Mm. But finding good signals is tough, right? Like, especially in today's political climate, it's really hard to find like really nourishing signals from all the various factions. A lot of shouty stuff going on right now, which doesn't help me understand people's point of view. And so the search is difficult, but also getting through and getting past the some of the surface features is tough. And I'm grateful that at least in in its way, Art Sound Off has provided another channel where I can get different worldviews, different points of view, different approaches, in a way that's very, very accessible. So how's that?
I think it's wonderful. Like, how lucky are we? I love it.
All right. Well, hey, Rob, everybody should go listen to the Polytechnicast, right?
Yeah, they're welcome to. I hope so. I'd be honored.
And that's at?
Well, it's at interactive-storyteller.com/polytechnicast.
Awesome. And again, I will link to it in the show notes in this episode. Thanks everybody for listening to us sounding this out and figuring it out. I have been Jersey Drozd of boulderandfleet.com, Jersey on Twitter, Jersey Drozd on Instagram, and I will be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember everybody.
Orko certainly helped us out in today's adventure, and he learned a good lesson too. He made a promise to the Ice Lord he thought he could break, but Adam showed him you shouldn't make a promise knowing you're not going to keep it. People judge you by many things, your appearance, your honesty, the way you act. Those things show your character. When you make a promise and don't keep it, it shows bad character. So always think before you speak and mean what you say. That way what you say will be respected. See you again soon.